You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. A day on a Wisconsin dairy farm begins long before sunrise. Author Chris Hardy reflects on the early winter morning milking routines he shared with his father and the memories that stayed with him long after the work was done.
This essay is featured in his book, Back Home, Country Tales Through the Seasons.
Time to get up. It was 5 a.m. and Dad issued notice from the foot of the stairs. Usually I was already awake, having heard the alarm clock and listening to Dad walk down the steps and start his early morning preparations. It was winter on the farm. Outside it was well below zero, and I was loath to leave my warm bed. But I learned the hard way that you didn't want to be told twice. I came downstairs in my pajamas and shivered slightly as I pulled on my barn clothes from the closet in the utility room. I slipped on my boots, zipped up my coat, and put on a pair of heavy gloves before stepping out the back door. The frigid air hit my face and made me gasp. My boots squeaked against the snow as I made the short walk to the barn to join Dad. Inside the stanchion barn were 65 Holsteins. The cold air was filled with vapor from their breathing. The only source of warmth in the barn was the body heat from the cows. Sometimes it wasn't enough. On extremely cold mornings, water pipes would break, sending streams of water into the gutters. Dad came from the milk house, pulling a cart which held two buckets of hot water, with a disinfectant and a large sponge for cleaning udders. I grabbed the surcingles, large leather straps that went over the top of the cows, to hold the milker machine buckets. The morning silence was interrupted when I threw the switch on the vacuum pump that operated the milking machines and the step saver, a stainless steel cart wrapped in a hose that was wheeled down the center of the barn aisle. We milked the cows with our bare hands that were constantly wet and numb from the cold. I tried to keep them warm by pressing them between the top of the cow's udder and her haunch. Sometimes there was idle chatter about which chores needed to be done that day. To pass the time, we sometimes played our own version of 20 questions. Sometimes we listened to the clock radio hung by two pieces of twine halfway down the barn. But usually we milked in silence, slowly moving down the barn from cow to cow, skipping the cows who were out of lactation. It was important but tedious work. You became familiar with each cow, how much they'd give, which took longer to milk, and which tended to be a little jumpy and likely to kick at you or the milking machine. 2 hours later, we'd reached the last 15 cows who were in one row of stanchions on the far side of the L-shaped barn. As we finished up, one person would fill a cart with ground corn and feed each cow individually. The other would complete the milking, carrying and wheeling the milking equipment back to the milk house. It was time for breakfast, so while the cows ate, we'd go inside the house around 7:30 a.m. to warm up and fuel up. The day had just started. Chores ahead of us included feeding calves, throwing down hay from the mow, scraping pens, cleaning gutters, spreading manure, and hauling wood, with short break for lunch. Then it was another repeat performance of the milking at the end of the day. The barn was a busy place, but like many barns now, today it's dark and silent. The last cow milked there nearly 20 years ago. I sometimes glance at it during these winter mornings, and I think back to those busy days. I hated the hard work then, not realizing until I was older how much I learned. Responsibility, ingenuity, and character became ingrained, building a straight line to later career successes. A boy became a man.
Chris Hardy is an author who lives in West Salem. This piece was produced by Sarah Hopeful. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.
This is WPR News.